Oranges, America's Golden Harvest. Burchard Bacon. Perhaps you had an orange for breakfast this morning. It took you only a few minutes to eat it, but many people worked to help get it ready for you. Mr. Bacon, the author of this story, will tell you what happens to oranges after they ripen on the tree. In the Orchard.
Mom!
Cried Jane, sniffing the air eagerly as they rode along.
Mother, what can that nice smell be?
It makes me think of orange blossoms, replied Miss Morgan slowly. Perhaps we are near an orange grove. Oranges, you know, come to us from this warm, sunny land. A moment later, the automobile in which the Morgans were sightseeing rounded a sharp curve in the road. There, on one side of the road, was an orchard of sturdy trees, bearing green and yellow fruit. Here and there, clusters of small white flowers could be seen among the dark, shining leaves. Mrs. Morgan asked the driver to go more slowly, while she and Jane leaned forward to watch the men who were picking the fruit. The child heard the busy snip of the scissors which the men were using to cut the ripened fruit from its stems. The pickers carefully dropped the oranges from their gloved hands into wooden boxes piled near the trees.